Chilean guitarist and singer Carlos Arredondo has spent nearly 30 years in Scotland, working as a performer and teacher in a country that welcomed him as a refugee. His story is at the heart of This World on Our Street.
Señora María, me gusta su nombre. Es una montaña, escrito en silencio. Es una montaña, escrito en silencio.
Well, perhaps I can begin by telling the story when I arrived on a bus here with another 35, 40 children on a bus on a rainy day. And as soon as we left, perhaps the motorway coming into Glasgow, and I never going to forget that, of course. And it was a rainy night, and remember, I was coming from London. London, you know better than I what it means. London, you know, it is a wonderful architecture, big city, the center of the world, America. And all of a sudden, come to Glasgow, was raining. And I saw a lot of rundown buildings, like in the place where I saw it. It was so Glasgow was not London, but it was in many respects Santiago, the place where I grew up.
Señora María, crecí con su nombre.
For Carlos, music has always been part of life. He was brought up in a poor district of the Chilean capital, Santiago, and even work meant music. He worked in a guitar factory before having to leave the country. Latin and South American music has ever held a fascination for world audiences, from the Cuban phenomenon of the Buena Vista Social Club to the current fashion for Brazilian songsmiths. Chile, though, is rather different from other South American countries in that it's not strongly associated with a single style of music, as Brazil is with samba or Argentina with the tango. What Carlos grew up with was a real musical melting pot, a blend of la música popular from all South American countries and beyond.
Según el favor del viento.
30 years in Scotland hasn't dimmed the massive influence on Carlos and his music of two major Chilean icons. One is the folklorist and singer Violeta Parra.
Violeta Parra, like Victor Jara, represents so many things. Violeta Parra represents a world of hardship, poverty and effort for nothing in return, social deprivation. At the same time, she represents Chilean tradition in many respects, a woman who used to go all over Chile in order to talk to all folk who knew all songs, to write it down so that thing never could end.
Violeta Parra introduced a whole generation of Chileans, Carlos among them, to the music and culture of their own country. She spent her life recording, preserving and passing on music and poetry from all corners of Chile, helping to inspire a newfound national pride and passion in her fellow countrymen. Carlos works in Scotland today, teaching South American studies and writing and performing his own songs. As with Violeta Parra, another Chilean hero continues to influence his music and outlook. Victor Jara was a hugely popular and political singer whose fate at the hands of military dictatorship immortalised him in the minds of all Chileans.
Yo no canto por cantar, ni por tener buen amor. Canto porque la guitarra tiene sentido y razón.
A little time in Carlos' company is enough to realise that his music too is driven by political passion.
I'm going to begin with a song that perhaps encapsulates the whole of why I'm here, why I sing different song. I must sing well, and I do have to do that because the importance, not because I want to be famous or anything, simply because of the importance of that in solidarity work.
Debo cantar bonito porque tengo que hacerlo.
My own experience is about doing my own songs and trying to follow a certain type of tradition, and that is the tradition of Victor Jara, the tradition of Violeta Parra, and the tradition of so many songwriters in Chile who write about life experiences.
Su vida fue ternura hacia las cosas vivientes.
This is a song that I wrote for Chico Mendes. First of all, let me say that now I think I don't have to sing only about Chilean theme. I think I have to go beyond that, and that means to write a song about Latin America as a whole. And this was about a Brazilian man called Chico Mendes, who was killed several years ago just because in poor time wanted to save the rainforest. And he was a rubber tapper in Brazil called a seringueiro, and he made his livelihood by taking rubber from the trees, not cutting them. And a lot of Brazilians tried to do that to earn a living. All of a sudden, multinational began to cut down trees for to make papers or whatever. And he opposed that with all his passion, like Victor Jara did. Chico Mendes did the same.
The events in Santiago of September the 11th, 1973, changed Carlos' life forever, and many of his songs carry a message rooted in the experience of having lived through those fateful days. The right-wing party of General Pinochet, backed by the US government, made a sudden and violent coup d'etat on the first-ever democratically elected Marxist government, led by Allende. Few artists and musicians were left untouched by the experience.
It's about a killing of a lot of my friends in Chile that happened when I was living here in Glasgow.
La noticia la recibí cuando vivía en Glasgow de un periódico chileno bajo el título Gobierno Segundo Cuerpo Columna Extremismo.
Allende was good, Pinochet was not good, that's all. I was living not far from the presidential palace. I'm talking about 10 minutes walking distance. And I woke up early morning and there was something in the air that I still cannot describe, but something very extraordinary. Because with the silence, I'm talking about in a city of 3.5 million at the time, and it was very quiet. And all of a sudden, the silence was broken by military vehicles and military personnel moving from one place to another. And that was very unusual and strange. And then by about perhaps 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I began to hear warplanes coming towards where I was living. And all of a sudden, I began to hear the sound of bombs.
From which, what I can see from my window, the government buildings have been all shot up. There isn't a light showing. There's a heavy military guard, a heavy police guard. You can still hear sniper fire and military units responding with machine guns and tank cannons.
Speaking for the new junta, General Augusto Pinochet, army commander-in-chief, said the military was ready to exterminate Marxism from the country. Mr. Ron Hayward, Labour Party secretary, said it was difficult to express the sense of horror and anger which the British Labour movement felt as the aspirations of Chile's working people were destroyed at the hands of a few arrogant and ignorant officers acting at the behest of those who believe that their right to rule is unchallengeable.
The Glasgow Herald report of the 14th of September 1973, a distant vantage point, but a strong empathy which Carlos himself was soon to experience. From Santiago, Carlos first left for friends in Peru, and then was one of the first of about 3,000 Chileans who made it to the UK. with the folk music of Violeta Parra, the political song of Victor Jara, and his own recent experiences, Carlos was immediately welcomed into the folk community to begin his work of promoting the Chilean cause. He discovered there musicians themselves preoccupied with social struggle and trades union disputes, fueling the growing popular folk music movement. With his arrival, Carlos found himself, a guitarist from Santiago, part of the world on our street here in Scotland. I asked Carlos when he first came across the music of Scotland.
Immediately, because as soon as we arrived, there was a Chilean Solidarity campaign here, and we came to the house of Mike Gonzalez, 50 Chilean arrived in the flat by the university. We came there, and we were received with songs, I mean, with speeches, goodwill, but we were received by song.
Start gouty out the bee, but the snare, not a rough wind blowing through the great glen with a wild bee.
This is the music that, after 30 years, become my music. I really mean it, and a lot of meaning behind this represent culture, traditions, represent political stand. The Whistlebinkies or Dick Gohan are part of a bunch of Scottish musicians doing quite a lot of solidarity work with the people of Chile and with the people like me who came to this country. But that solidarity came to us. Immediately I began to meet a famous group of the time, the Lagan, Arthur Johnston, who still is a wonderful singer, and the Whistlebinkies, and so many other artists who always appear in concert about Chile. And so for me, Scottish folk music means solidarity, means love, means so many things.
Solidarity in Scotland came partly through music. Carlos' own musical and political hero, Victor Jara, had also made a huge impact on Scottish musicians. Around the time of Carlos' arrival in Scotland, Dick Gohan was on stage one night in Edinburgh.
This time last year, I was standing on a stage in Edinburgh announcing an imminent concert by Inti-Illimani. They were on tour in Europe at the time of the coup, and they've never been able to go back. I believe last year two of them tried and they weren't allowed off the plane. And they were part of the Chilean New Song Movement, which in the eyes of the generals and the USA was a serious crime. It's the same crime that was committed by the man that this song's about. He wasn't exiled from Chile. He was murdered. The words are by Adrian Mitchell and the tune's by Arlo Guthrie. Victor Jara of Chile, he lived like a shooting star. He fought for the people of Chile with his songs and his guitar. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor Jara was a peasant. He worked from a few years old. He sat upon his father's plow and he watched the earth unfold. And his hands were gentle.
And listening about Victor Jara and Dick Gohan, I couldn't separate both of them because I think he is about honesty on the part of the player, in this case Dick, and the subject, in this case Victor Jara. And the two things together make me to think that what a pity that millions of Chile cannot hear that song interpreted by Dick.
He sang for the factory workers, they knew he was their man.
And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. He campaigned for Allende, working night and day. He sang, take hold of your brother's hand, the future begins today. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. The bloody generals seized Chile, they arrested Victor then. They caged him in a stadium with 5,000 frightened men. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong. Victor stood in the stadium, his voice was brave and strong. He sang for his fellow prisoners until the guards cut short his song. And his hands were gentle, his hands were strong.
If you were listening carefully about the song, which is true, he was killed in very bad circumstances, and it's an experience of seeing what a human being is able to do against other human beings. Now, Pinochet and the military people, they also say they're Chileans.
Jara's last political act was also his last audience, as he sang in defiance to a stadium filled with fellow left-wing activists held prisoner alongside him. His influence was a lasting one, and Carlos was to discover not only new audiences in Scotland, but also folk who were sympathetic to the Chilean cause.
Of course, when we came, the first audiences were the people assisting to the rallies about Chile, Chile Solidarity Campaign, and they were political people. Perhaps one of the first audiences was the worker of the Rolls Royce factory.
Come gather round you people, you women and your men. Once more our backs are to the wall, we're being attacked again. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
And I was requested with two that I had here. Immediately when I came here, I formed a little group of people, two other Chileans, and we were requested to go to the Rolls Royce factory to sing to the workers in order to validate their work.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Carlos found unexpected solidarity in the heavy industrial landscape of Scotland. Amongst the trades unions of the 1970s, trouble was brewing. As stories of the Pinochet coup hit the headlines of the Glasgow Herald, the workers at Rolls-Royce realised the significance of the engines they were making for the Chilean Air Force, and they downed tools. By neglecting the engines, the workers of East Kilbride deliberately ruined them. Their message couldn't have been clearer, and the bond between the people of East Kilbride and Chile is still remembered today by the likes of Dougie Gillis, one-time sub-convener of the Workers' Union at Rolls-Royce.
And we hoped that it would give some strength to the people in Chile, that this was happening out with Chile. So we were proud that we'd done that, you know.
Which side are you on?
At the time, we didn't speak English at all, and that but the Chileans here felt that was a very good thing to do. On the other hand, the workers there thought that was a very good thing to do. For the first time, they were going to have Chileans who had experienced the meaning of an airplane jet, a war airplane jet. And then we arrived there. It was fantastic because somebody had to translate for on our behalf. Experiences to never forget, but we were very pleased to sing song from the worker there and to just to say thank you and to tell them that they were right to do that, what they were doing at the moment.
Carlos' music and songs aren't solely political in nature. He has a genuine love of the people and culture of both his native Chile and his adopted Scotland, and takes every opportunity to try to bring the two together. One of his most recent projects was based in the Cornerstone Cafe, in a church crypt on the corner of Lothian Road in Edinburgh, a new focus for Carlos and his efforts to bring Scots and Chileans together through music, poetry and song.
Desolación. La bruma espesa, eterna, para que olvide dónde me ha arrojado la mar en su ola de salmuera. La tierra a la que vine no tiene primavera. Tiene su noche larga, que cual madre me esconde.
So dense I cannot find the place where the salt sea left me, or the place I left behind. The land that I have come to has never known the spring, and its long, dark night embraces me like an enfolding wing. The wind surrounds my house.
I'm always not only interested in writing song and sing, but also to try to connect to Scotland and doing something. Back in 1989, 1990, in Edinburgh, where I live, I decided to do something in Chile called La Peña. There were three main elements in that peña, which I called the Rincón Chileno, the Chilean corner. And the three main elements were to play my song with my friend Galo Cerón, who's a classical guitarist. The second element was invite people, musicians from Scotland, poets from Scotland. And the third element, to make mi amigo, my friend Galo, to play music of the classical world of Latin America, Villalobos. So that was the main element.
La guitarra siguió tocando, compañero Víctor Jara. The guitar continued to play, compañero Víctor Jara.
And I remember among my guests, people like Martin Bennett, Jim Sutherland, Jack Evans, Hamish Henderson used to go there to be as a spectator and to tell a couple of poems or something. And it was a beautiful experience. That means that it was giving back something. Perhaps without modesty, perhaps that place was the first thing very on Latin America being done on a regular basis, but not only about us, but about Scotland as well.
Piper, broadcaster and academic Gary West met him soon after, and the natural result was a musical collaboration, the very kind of meeting of cultures that Carlos has promoted so passionately since his arrival here in Scotland. And though politics was his first inspiration, it's an intensely personal connection that inspired this song.
I suppose I first became aware of Carlos in the 80s when I moved to Edinburgh, just from being around the music scene. He used to put on shows in the festival there. I caught a couple of those and I was very much taken with his music and his voice. I didn't really get to know him, however, until I suppose it was about the mid-90s when he came to study in the School of Scottish Studies, which is where I teach. Carlos did a couple of years with us there. And just through informal ceilidhs and concerts and so on that we did based in the school, I had a couple of jamming sessions with him, and it took off from there.
Piedras armadas de la cordillera.
It is all about my son, in fact. When he was born 19 years ago, he was born here. My wife is Italian, and I had this friend called John Gillis, who, as a present, gave me this poem in Spanish. He tried to combine images of the Chile and Scotland and Italy. So in the song we mentioned the Aconcagua, which is the highest mountains.
That actually came from a project that we were asked to do together for the Edinburgh Folk Festival. I suppose that would be about 4 or 5 years ago. And Dave Francis was really taken with this idea and asked if Carlos would perform it as part of this concert. And Dave also liked the idea of, because of the Scottish connection, of getting pipes in on the act. And because I'd played a little bit with Carlos, they asked if I would come along.
It was very appropriate to try as much as I could to put some Chilean into the music I was about to write on the
nieve, hoja de cuarzo puro, por la primera vez tengo en mis manos.
In this case, yes, there was a real collaboration with music, yeah?
I'm not sure if there necessarily was before we started. It wasn't an obvious match after all. But it seemed to come together easily enough when we tried it, certainly. And we also got Wendy Stewart in on harp, and she's very good at that kind of South American style of harp playing. That certainly made a difference. I think that was perhaps the cement that brought Carlos and I together on the track. I played whistle as well. With the magic of the studio allowed me to play small pipes and whistle at the same time. Couldn't do that live, obviously, in the concert. It was just the pipes I played originally. But that gave it, I suppose, a South American feel. But the actual structure of the music, it was easy. The keys worked, the range of the instruments worked okay. So, I'm pleased with the result.
Italo-chilena, del bien querido, recién nacido, de mi hermano. Escocés.